Perikei Mishnah Tezayin Arba Midos Benosnei Tzedakah. There are four types of donors to tzedakah. Number one, Harotze Sheyitein Velo Yitnu Acherim. Eino Ra'a B'shel Acherim. Somebody who wishes to give, but that others shouldn't wish to give. He only wants to give himself. He wants to be the one who's noted, who's recognized, and who's acknowledged. He wants to be the one whose name is on a plaque and is everywhere in the synagogue. But the person doesn't want anybody else to give. Only I should be the donor. Nobody else can donate. Such a person, says the Mishnah, Eino ra'a b'shel acherim. He doesn't look positively at others. He's not interested in others giving at all. The second case, yitnu acherim v'hu lo yitain, eino ra'a b'shelo. There are certain individuals who want everybody else to be the donor. You give, you give, you give. I'm not going to give. Says the Mishnah about such a person, eino ra'a b'shelo. Such a person is begrudging of his own. He's not acting appropriately. Can you imagine somebody offering and suggesting that people should give tzedakah to a particular cause, pushing people to give? But he himself is not. That's inappropriate. That's wrong. Number three, yiten v'yitnu acherim. Person says, I'm going to give and you give. We're all going to give. I'm giving money to this cause. You give money to this cause. Together we'll give money to this cause. Says the Mishnah, chassid. Such a person is pious. That is a wonderful and the highest level, says the Mishnah. And a fourth level, lo yitain v'lo yitnu acherim. I'm not going to give and you don't give. Nobody's giving. Such a person who pushes such a philosophy is called a Rasha. The Alshich, the famous Rav Moshe Alshich, the outstanding student of the Arizal, and very well known, Mekubal in Tzfas, asks a very basic question in his commentary in the Avos. And he says, the Mishnah begins by saying, Arba Midos Benosnei Tzedakah. There are four characteristic traits of those who donate to Tzedakah. But if you look at each of the four cases, two of them are actually not giving Tzedakah. Remember, we started by talking about the person who says other people should give and I'm not going to give. And the third case, or the fourth case rather, is I'm not going to give and you don't give. So those two people aren't giving anything. How could the Mishnah introduce its statement by saying there are four types of donors to tzedakah when two of the types that are enumerated in the Mishnah don't give tzedakah at all? Says the Alshich, a very deep, beautiful idea. He says, every Jew really wants to be a nosin tzedakah. Every Jew really, really deep down wants to do the right thing. You want to give tzedakah. A Jew at his core is a rachman and a baishan and a gomel chesed, like the Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos. We're all gomel chasadim. Every Jew wants to give. Therefore, the Mishnah begins by saying, Arba midos benosnei tzedakah. There are four types of individuals who are donors to tzedakah. They give tzedakah. They're benevolent. They're philanthropic. Even though the Mishnah says in case number two, yitznu acherim v'hu lo yitain. I want others to give and I'm not going to give. Or the last case, lo yitain v'lo yitznu acherim. I'm not going to give and nobody's going to give. Nonetheless, those two individuals who are not giving are still referred to as nosnei tzedakah because we know that they want to give and they can give. There's another fascinating point which emerges from this Mishnah. You see that the chassid, the pious person, says, yitain v'yitznu acherim. I'll give, and others would give. Often we think that I shouldn't push somebody to give tzedakah. I shouldn't raise funds. I shouldn't be a schnorrer for tzedakah. I shouldn't encourage other people to give. But the Mishnah says, absolutely not. Yitain v'yitznu acherim. You give and encourage others to give. That's a very, very high level. And this is what great Balei Tzedakah do. They say, I'll give, but I want others to give. Let's do it together. Let's encourage other people to be nosnei tzedakah. We can't just live, allow tzedakah to be done for a few. We need to everybody to get involved and to make an impact. And it's often the small donations that add up that are much more impactful and much more powerful than a few people who give a lot. As we prepare for Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah, we're all familiar with the well-known refrain, Utshuva uTfila uTzedaka, Ma'avirines Ro HaGezera. That these three things, tshuva, repentance, tefillah, prayer, and tzedaka, charity, will remove the evil decree. And there's one of the three that doesn't seem to fit. Tshuva and tefillah, we understand. That's the call of the day. Repentance, tefillah, that's what we do, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. But tzedaka, what is it about tzedaka that's so unique that it becomes part of the three pillars of the time period of the Yom Nuraim?
Tshuva, suggested, is transformative. It changes us. We're a different person, like the Rambam writes, Ein Yoso Ish, I'm not the same person. A person who does tshuva says, Emesh, yesterday I was like this, today I'm different. Tfila, I'm a different person. The person who there was a gzeira upon of sickness, of trouble, of disaster, if that individual davens, that person is no longer the same person and can save his or her life with good tfilos because I'm different. The gzeira that was on Yaakov or Rachel is no longer on Yaakov and Rachel because I'm a different person. And therefore, the tfila has an impactful, transformative impact as well. By Baruch Taub suggests the same thing is true with tzedakah. Somebody who gives tzedakah has transformed himself. I'm a different person. I'm a different being. I'm a different human being. I've changed completely when I give tzedakah. No different than tshuva and tefillah, which are impactful and transformative. So too tzedakah. And being a nosein tzedakah is extraordinarily transformative. And therefore, these three, the trilogy of tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, are always brought together. But there's different ways that a person can transform himself or herself by giving tzedakah. We're all familiar with the Rambam. And Hilchos Tzedakah enumerates that there are shmona mailos yesh b'tzedakah. There are eight different levels of one who gives tzedakah. It's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tzedakah, Simen Reish Mem Tes. Rabbi Yosef Karo quotes this statement of the Rambam, these eight different levels. And we're all familiar, no two people give tzedakah the same way. Just like our Mishnah says, Arba midos b'nosnei tzedakah, there are four different types of donors. The Rambam says there are eight different levels of giving tzedakah. The highest levels, we're all familiar, is helping somebody find a job, giving somebody a loan, becoming a partner with somebody who's unable. That's the greatest level, because then they don't feel bad, because you're building them up and you're allowing them to succeed themselves. The next highest level, says the Rambam, is when you give tzedakah to somebody, you don't know who you're giving to, and the pauper, the ani, doesn't know who he's receiving it from. That's such a beautiful level, because such a person is really benevolent, is really philanthropic, is really kind. Because all I care about is to make sure that the other person is okay. But there's two very, very low levels. Levels 7 and 8, says the Rambam, is a person who gives without sever panim yafos, gives with unhappy countenance, and giving it unhappily. So even though you gave tzedakah, if you give tzedakah, but you're giving it not with sever panim yafos, that's wrong and that's inappropriate. And the lowest level, says the Rambam, pachuz mezeh shiyite lo ba'otzev. You give it with a sour face, unhappily, and you're giving it with a disdain and disgust. That's a very, very low level of tzedakah. Tzedakah is a powerful tool, because we have and we hold a card that I'm better, I'm stronger, I'm more able, I'm more capable, I'm more financially secure. Therefore, here, look what I can do. And that could be used against the person. You could hold an upper hand and hold a very, very strong and powerful card against somebody. But the ultimate level of a Baal Tzedakah is a person who recognizes what I have and what the other person have is all min hashamayim. There's no reason necessarily that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and set up the world, that I've been blessed and given the opportunity to succeed financially, and I have the wherewithal to be a giver, and this person unfortunately has to be a taker. Cards could have been shifted very easily. And a person who has that attitude and insight and recognition that everything could have been different, and you're able to give and to help and give security to somebody else, recognizing that I'm no more than just a emissary, a shliach Hashem, to help the entire Jewish people. That is an unbelievable attitude to have when giving tzedakah. And thus, when you're a yitain, when you're a giver, v'yitnu achirim, and you hope and you pray that others will give, because then you have the attitude that you just want to help somebody else. You just want to make sure that they have what they need. That is such a beautiful level. So as we approach the Yom Narayim, let's all focus, of course, on tshuva and tefillah. That's a given. But tzedakah, charity, benevolence, kindness, being a Baal Chesed includes looking out for somebody and making sure everybody has what they need, especially before Yontif, as the Rambam writes, making sure that other people are happy. We can't sit back and make sure that we have what we need until we know that every Jew is taken care of. Such wonderful organizations, Tzedakah organizations in this city and beyond. Let's make sure that they are doing the job that they are so able to do, helping now more than ever to make sure people are secure and financially equipped to have what they have. Let's be zoche to always be from the givers, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us that we should never be from the takers.